Governance. A section of Busia County residents affiliated to the ODM party have lauded the president for nominating 3 members from the party to serve in his cabinet, stating that the move will bring peace and unity in the country. Speaking in Busia town on Wednesday, the residents led by George Otieno said President William Ruto's gesture is a sign of goodwill and his desire for a peaceful country. We want a peaceful country and what the president has done is commendable. A government should be inclusive. I also want to thank Raila Odinga for accepting to work with the president for the sake of having a peaceful country, he said. Otieno asked the president to ensure his directive on compensation of those whose lives were affected during the recent anti-government protests have been compensated. I am asking the president to make sure those people who were affected by the protest have been compensated, he said, urging those who have been nominated to be servant leaders with high level of integrity. Francis Kabunga, another resident, urged those nominated to prioritize creating job opportunities for the youth. Many youths are unemployed and that is why they have been protesting on our streets. I urge the cabinet secretary nominees to prioritize creating job opportunities for the youths. I know if these youths get something to do, we will have a peaceful country. Those people who have attained the age for retirement should go home to pave a way for the youth, he said. Elio Chieng on his part said the president has nominated competent people who will drive the nation in the right direction. When we had a coalition government, many things improved in terms of development and infrastructure. When you look at the nominated CSs from ODM wing, are people with track record and ability to work in the given ministries. The president's good direction of working with ODM leader Raila Odinga shows how he perceives the country to be bigger than anyone. We are fully behind our leaders, he said. Slivester Magero, another resident, downplayed the reports that the nomination will weaken the opposition, stating that a country that is peaceful will go a long way in enhancing the economy. This will not weaken the opposition. The members of parliament should perform their mandate accordingly and put the government on check for delivery. For those who have a contrary opinion should wait until 2027 and make a decision, because for now we want our country to move on, he said. The president has nominated from ODM party, John Mbadi, chairperson ODM, as the cabinet secretary for the National Treasury and Economic Planning. National Assembly minority leader James Opio Wandeyi is energy and petroleum cabinet secretary. ODM deputy party leader Wycliffe Oparanya is cabinet secretary for cooperatives nominee, MSMEs development, and Ali Hassan Joho for mining, blue economy and maritime affairs cabinet secretary.